somebody starting in journalism today, what skills do you think are really most important?
Curiosity. Look at what you, I mean, if you have a field, learn every single thing about the field, and then that can be your expertise. Or don't have an expertise and just kind of know the field. People always want to be Bernstein and, you know, that's how a lot of people wanted to be.
Woodward and Bernstein?
Yeah. A lot of people, younger, you know, said that that was what inspired them. They would learn about Woodward and Bernstein, and they would think that they wanted to be a newspaper person. They wanted to find out stuff. They wanted
because
to.
Because they were investigative and they popped the Watergate story.
Right.
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 But they've got to follow what they really enjoy, right?
Of course.
Going back to Ms. Graham, what she said.
Yes.
You know, I think everybody thinks they're a writer because we do write.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think because I can swing a golf club, I could be a golfer. But you can't.
But you just can't, exactly.
But you have to follow that. And you started writing when you were a child. So you had that in there. So if you told these people who want to be a writer, you got to really want to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just...
Because, I think journalism or newspaper writing is so much different than writing a novel, or I mean, because it's so immediate. I liked being able to relive what I thought was a fun time and talk about the people and talk about the event. That was pretty easy because it was immediate. Now, I have tried to think about writing a novel or anything like that, and I don't know that I can.
Mm-hmm. It's a different feel, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Are there writers that you respected, kind of look up to?
Of newspaper writers and stuff?
Or even novelists or books? Or?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, all the...
Yeah.
Baldacci, yeah. You know, Patterson, but, all those guys.
But newspaper writers?
Newspaper writers. I thought, what was the sports writer? Bill Connors?
Bill Connors, yes.
He was such a nifty guy, I thought, and I think he was just brilliant in sports writing. You know, I don't know if I've ever, like, picked out, except for him,
mm-hmm.
because he was such a huge figure
he
at
was.
The Tulsa World when I was there.
He was a star.
Yeah.
There's no question about
yeah.
that. Yeah. And was in with the Barry Switzers, and they were all respected him.
Mm-hmm.
All the sports people
yeah.
respected him. There, in fact, the Tulsa World has been running some of his old columns.
I've read them.
Isn't
yeah.
that something?
Yeah, I think he was. I think it was how the type of person he was too. He was very calm. I don't remember him throwing fits. I mean, you know, every once in a while, a reporter will throw a fit.
Yeah. Nothing haughty about him at all.
Yeah, no.
Right. Maybe maybe someday they'll rerun People and Places columns in the Tulsa World. You know, it actually would be interesting because older set, whatever,
yeah.
to go back, this was dated such and such.
Yeah.
I just know that would be an
yeah.
interesting piece.
Yeah.
We need to talk to them about that.
I don't, yeah, I mean, you know, it's so dated now.
No, it is.
Yeah.
That's and that would be the very reason.
Yeah.
Are you writing anything today? Do you write?
No. I have a granddaughter who is... She's trying to get someone to even look at this book. She started in high school writing books. She now married, has two children, and is an assistant DA in Tulsa. So, and she's tiny and brilliant, and she has written several books because she says she's trying to get an agent. Somebody to even look at it, I think. I haven't been able to help her discover that because I've never done that.
And what's her name?
Sarah Herrera.
All right. And so she picked up writing from you.
Well, that's what she thinks. I mean, you know, she does storyboards and, I mean, has all these ideas and stuff. She does, the one that she's done now is sort of a mystery with a little magic thrown in with, she wrote it because 5 years ago, she called and said, "You want to take a trip with me and go do some stuff?" And I said, "Sure, where are we going?" And she said, "We're going to Salem, Massachusetts, because I want to research witch stuff." So we went to this.
And
the
so
two
she
of us.
Wrote about it.
And so it's woven into this book.
Well, you have been a big inspiration for her. You know that.
I love that. I mean, where everyone says, "Oh my gosh, mini me." I mean, you know, just, yeah, it's great to have that relationship.
Absolutely. So how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as someone who could tell a good story, who was kind, makes people laugh and feel better.
That's a great way to be remembered. And I would concur with that. So thank you for sharing.
Well, you have made this easy.
Yeah. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Easy. You made it easy for people yourself when you were writing.
Thank you.
So, again, thank you. I appreciate it.